School, Mike Apodaca, joining us here on the program. Mike, it is certainly a pleasure to have you on. How does it feel to be back at the old stomping grounds to be the head coach?
You know, honestly, it's a little surreal. You know, jokingly, you know, I've never really left Cheyenne. I got probably more family there than anywhere else around. So, you know, I'm there a lot, but there's a part of it that feels like I'm going to my 30th reunion and a little bit, sort of thing. But it's surreal, and it's just, you know, to be blessed with an opportunity to go back to a place that really groomed me. Not only as a football player, but as a man, I'm excited to try to carry that legacy on.
Now, we were talking when we got this the press release. We got the news. We started the show with it, and Dave was trying to think who the head coach was back in 1988 when you guys won that state football title. He brought up the name Milt Riske. I said, "There's no way." And he finally got corrected. It was Jim McLeod, right?
It was Jim McLeod, and crazy enough, Milt Riske coached my dad, I believe, and so. Okay. Long ties of Apodaca's in football at Cheyenne Central, and so yes, Coach Roney was absolutely our head coach, and really left a lasting mark on me.
You were at the 2005 state championship game against East over at Oakie Blanchard in that miserable weather, right? What was that like? What do you remember about that?
I was, and you know, I've followed with my dad being in Cheyenne, you know, basically his whole life. You know, weekly follow up on how Central's doing, and so when they had the opportunity, and obviously being a Central East game and being part of that rivalry, you know, I wasn't going to miss the opportunity to go, and I do. We were on the sidelines a little bit, and I remember my young son at that point, not young anymore, but I'm watching that game, and you know, I'm from the outside looking in and knowing that East was you know, kind of the perennial favorites that year, and looking at some of the kids that they had, it was you know, a little bit like wow, and then you know, for Central to do what they did, it was pretty impressive. So it was a fun part to be part of or see at least.
I'm going to be honest. I left after about the first 3 minutes of the game. Went set my car in the south end zone on the hill up there and watched and said, "You guys that stayed out there are nuts." Sorry,
it's football weather, right, Mike?
Yeah, well, it is, and you know,
that
it's
not
ironic,
football weather.
But, it's crazy that, you know, I've been blessed to be a part of several state, you know, games, both in Wyoming and Colorado. And when I was a freshman at then St. Mary's High School, we played in the state championship against probably 20 inches of snow. Went to that game in that kind of weather. And then our first state championship appearance here at Silver Creek was probably 5 degrees with, you know, 12 inches of snow. So, you know, I seem to find those games, at least for state title games.
Let me ask this question. You know, I remember those years, and I was you know, doing sports here at that time, 20 years into my career at that point. But
wow.
You know, I was I was good friends with and still am with Lou and with and I remember Frank Tuggle and all those guys, you know, that were on that staff, and going over to Jim's house after the Friday night games for the get together over there in his rec, that would be called a man cave, but. You know, in those days, you had, you know, Central football was a big deal, and I mean, there were a lot of guys out for it, and you had some great players and stuff. The last few years, it's been really difficult to get the kids out to play football at Central. What do you plan, or how do you think you're going to work at getting the numbers up on getting more kids involved and getting more of them out to play?
Well, I think that's not just a science. You know, we see it over, you know, just in general, our program here has had some success, so we haven't dealt with that as much. But I think number one is you've got to get the Cheyenne community involved, and especially, you know, the backers of Cheyenne Central, you know, back involved in it. And probably more importantly is I think you've got to get back into, you know, where you can the youth program and make the young kids excited. And, you know, that's the thing that I remember about, you know, when I did transfer from St. Mary's to Central, it's all I ever wanted to do was play at Cheyenne Central. My dad played there. I had uncles that played there. And so, you know, we've got to build that. And that's one of the things that excites me about, you know, Cheyenne is that, you know, I'm there enough to know that you know, the culture of Cheyenne and the culture of Wyoming is still, you know, present and wanting to be stroked. And I have to just tap into that piece of it. And, you know, I don't have any misconceptions that things are just going to happen overnight, but I hope to bring the you know, the culture that we had back then and the pride in Cheyenne Central back, because I think that's really what carried us during those times.
You had a lot of success at Silver Creek there in Longmont, Mike. Will you bring your same philosophies that helped build the program there or get the program, keep it going there, and will you bring those to Cheyenne, or will you try and do something different in terms of offense, defensive philosophies, and all those sorts of things?
No, absolutely. You know, one of my, probably my strongest coaching mentor that you know, I've had in my career was John Scott, and I know you guys are probably familiar with that name. That was at Gillette and Kemmer, and I think just got done at Tongue River, I believe. And John came here to start the program 17 years ago, and, we've kind of evolved his system, and so we know the system works because of the success he's had in Wyoming doing it. And so, no, we'll continue to bring with what we know. And, you know, offensively, we have an offense that is very multiple, so we can fit, you know, personalities and skill sets, you know, very easily. And so that's always been, you know, because we've had the same, you know, same things that, you know, most normal high schools have. You have up and downs with size or skill positions, and we've just had a lot of success doing that. And, you know, defensively, you know, that's, even though, you know, we'll see what happens as we get a staff going there. But, you know, I'm a defensive guy by nature. I've been our offensive guy, you know, since I've been head coach. But I will always hang our hat on defense. It's what I, you know, played, what I, you know, it's my personality. And so we'll always make sure that our defense is you know, it's taken care of and fit around the offensive side. So now I think, you know, we won't have much change in terms of what we do. We'll just, you know, personnel will dictate a little bit about how we do it.
Do you have an idea of who you'd like to bring on staff, or is that dependent on, you know, teaching jobs around? Do you have an idea yet on what you'd like to do there?
You know, I don't. Obviously, this, you know, the last couple of weeks, this process has kind of came to fruition, and talking with many people around there, and including Chad Whitworth, the AD. You know, I know there's, you know, they feel really good about that. There's a lot of people in the area that can really step in and do a great job. So I'm really excited about, you know, that piece of it and just, you know, getting, there's great football. You know, that's the thing about it is that, Wyoming never left me. I left Wyoming, but it never left me. And, you know, people don't understand how good the football is there. We've been privy that we spend a lot of time in up at Shadron and Black Hills and that for our camps that we've always went down to. So we've ran into the Natronas and the Sheridans yearly, you know, probably since I've been here. So I know what kind of football is there, and you know, I'm looking forward to you know, getting a group of coaches that understands that piece of it and starting to get that part going.
It's a lot. The landscape's a lot different, though. Now you've got two high schools in Gillette, Mike. You've got three now in Cheyenne. It's a little bit different than it was 30 years ago.
It's a lot different. I was talking to somebody about that the other day. That, you know, I even look at Laramie High School. You know, I won't be going back to where I did it at. You know, I know they got a new high school, and so yeah, you know, I know though. And even back, you know, when, you know, 30 years ago, is that, you know, that at that time the conferences were split east and west, I believe. And so, you know, at that point we just played our side of the conference and then came down to Colorado and played some schools. So, you know, just playing the entire, you know, conference in a season, you know, that's just a different change in of itself. You know, our conference here in Colorado obviously has 10 teams in it. And so, you know, there'll be some of those things that, you know, will just be different, but I'm looking forward to those, you know, challenges, and honestly revisiting, you know, parts of the state that I haven't been. And, you know, I've followed closely and know that there's, you know, the Sheridans and the Tronas and Gillettes have really, you know, had their way, as, you know, even Cheyenne, you know, East and those sorts of things. So I know the landscape has changed a little bit, but I'm really looking forward to trying to get Cheyenne Central back on the winning ways of it.
I've asked a few coaches around the state about this, but I'm curious what you think. You know, you mentioned playing everybody in your class and your conference for your 9 regular season games. Do you wish, or do you think it'd be a good idea to add maybe that 10th regular season game and play somebody in Colorado like they used to? That happened whenever I first got to Cheyenne 15 years ago. They were playing Loveland or Scotts Bluff or somebody like that. Do you think that'd be a good idea to get that 10th game in there?
I think it'd be outstanding. You know, I'm a little biased, you know, moving back this way, and I'd love to, you know, get some more opportunities on that side of it. But, you know, I'm a pro football guy, obviously, meaning that, you know, I want to give our kids as many opportunities they have to play a game that I think is just, you know, a special game, and just to add that 10th game as part of the schedule. And then, honestly, just being able to, you know, I was just thinking about this earlier today, is that one of the challenges is going to be, you know, preparing for a team, and then if you're fortunate enough to make the playoffs, that you're going to, you know, you're going to see, you know, every team again, you know, however deep you go. And, you know, we don't see that very often. There's very, I think, in our playoff runs that we've had, I'm not sure that I've, you know, one state title game, our first state title game, we had a conference opponent that we met in the state championship. But other than that, I've never repeated a game. And so all of a sudden, just schematically, how you do it will be an interesting thing, and what you bring to the table and the new things you got to do. But no, I just think in terms of giving kids another opportunity to play, and you know, I would greatly be a supporter of it. And you know, we, like you said, we did, you know, several, you know, we played Skyline High School, which is in Longmont here, and Scott's Bluff, and they, you know, I remember those times vividly. So yeah, it'd be a great thing, I think.
Outstanding. Mike, we look forward to working with you. Congratulations on being named the head coach at Central and coming back to Cheyenne, and look forward to meeting you as well. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks for your time, and looking forward to it as well.
All right, bye-bye. There you go. Mike Apodaca, the new head football coach at Central High School, joining us on the program. And you know,